Have you had a lot of people ordering the bagel since it's disappearing?
Yes.
You have?
A lot.
Really?
A lot more, yes.
So a lot of people want to get that final taste in before
it's
gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you crying right now because of it?
Well, I luckily never had it, but I know a lot of people are, so.
There may be some tears in your Chick-fil-A lemonade. Tears of joy because, yes, My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, is back for season two. But there may also be some tears of sorrow as we say goodbye to an old friend. The Sunflower Multigrain Bagel and Decaf Coffee. Goodbyes are difficult, but hopefully this will ease your sadness. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Jim Mann.
Philip, I know what the legend means. It means you're old.
Yeah, it's a nice way of saying that.
So thank you.
You're distinguished. And since I am a woman who needs an introduction, I'm Allison Storm. We are the hosts of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, and we're really excited about being back for season two. But Jim, I got to know, how are you feeling about the menu item removals happening?
I'm pretty emotional. I'm an emotional guy anyway, as you well know. I cry quite a bit, but what's leaving?
Well, by the time this episode airs, the bagel will have been eliminated.
The bagel?
Mm-hmm.
They had bagels?
I actually don't know if I've ever had it.
I'm going to miss that so much.
But it was always there. I always knew I could have it.
Now I really want it.
I know. Isn't that right? That's how it works. You want it more when it's gone.
Oh, they're messing with us, is what it is.
So what menu items could possibly fill the hole left by the bagel?
The pizza? Did they have pizza?
No, they don't have pizza.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not do that. I have no idea. I just do one thing, and I get chicken.
Chicken minis? What do you get for breakfast?
Oh, okay. I do a variety there. Sometimes I get the bowl.
You just never get the bagel.
Yeah. I've never gotten the bagel. I get the one with the, what you call it, the English muffin? The white. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Egg white grill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's kind of close. That's like a cousin to the bagel.
That could be a good fill-in if you miss the bagel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Corban Garcia, the Texas teen who celebrated achieving red status by flying to Atlanta to take a tour of the motherland?
Who can forget that?
Yes. We interviewed him in season one, episode 23. So if you missed that, go back and listen. But when the news of the bagel elimination broke, I got a really heartfelt message from Corban. He was heartbroken because that's his normal breakfast.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He's the one that was keeping it alive, I guess.
Yes. Well, and that's, I think, why, let's say, the greats in the Hall of Fame, like the carrot raisin salad, that's why that one disappeared. There was only 8 people that were ordering it.
Never had that one either. Wow.
I've heard people talk in great length about the icebox lemon pie. I never had that. Delicious.
When was that?
I think that was more like the 80s and 90s.
Oh, okay. I was just a kid, so I don't remember that.
Is there any menu item you do remember that is no longer around?
There's something missing, and I can't remember what it is.
You're so fickle.
Was there a coleslaw? Did they have coleslaw?
Yes.
I'm a coleslaw lover. I am in the minority. I realize that, but yeah. I do like coleslaw.
Yeah. I like coleslaw with, you know, like fried chicken. It's like a good partnership there.
Or I like it on hot dogs.
What?
You ever put that on a hot dog?
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, good.
According to the Chicken Wire, Chick-fil-A's official announcement, there are some other menu changes happening, in addition to saying goodbye to the bagel, we'll also be consolidating sizes for the following menu items. Okay, this is interesting. So the Chick-fil-A Nuggets kids meal is only going to come in a 5 count. So I no longer have to be like, kids, do you want the 4 count or the 6 count? And they're like, and they're hemming and hawing over it. Now they just get what they get. They get 5.
It's a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
The Chick-fil-A chicken strips kids meal is only going to come in a 2 count now. Which, why did it ever come in a 1 count? Like, who only wants 1 strip?
I didn't know it did that
either.
That's
not a meal. That's a snack. Hmm. The ice cream cup will only come in one size. Hot coffee only going to come in one size. And here's the biggie for me. Milkshakes, iced coffees, frosted beverages will all be served in a 16-ounce cup. 16-ounce, what does that mean? Is that what you're thinking?
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly.
Well, in case you don't know what that means, no more large milkshakes.
Well, Allison, I will admit, I called in the headquarters and said that you're having a problem with milkshakes.
Yeah?
Having too much. Oh. So they're looking out for your health and cutting back. So you have me to thank.
Oh. I mean, I liked having the 20-ounce milkshake option.
It's too much.
No, it's not. Because here's why I liked it. I didn't usually order it, but I felt healthier because I was going with the small and not the large.
Okay.
And now the large doesn't exist for me to feel healthier.
It's those mind games again. Okay.
Exactly.
I blew that one. I'm sorry.
So if you want that extra 4 ounces, get it quick before it's gone.
So it's just one size now.
Yeah. Now if you want a large, I guess you have to order two.
Don't they have like a small? I mean, like.
A small is the only one that's going to exist now.
Well, can't they call that medium and then put a small out there? Then you can order the small one and think, wow, I am really cutting back.
Oh. Okay. No, there's only going to be one option.
Oh.
You're not going to have to say a size. You're just going to say, I want a milkshake. I want a cookies and cream milkshake.
I don't even drink them anyway, so.
All right. Well, time for a quick break. But when we come back, Jim and I are going to take you along for a trip through the drive-thru to bid farewell to an old friend. One we didn't really talk to very much.
Our best friend, the bagel.
The one we hadn't seen since, you know, high school. The multi-grain bagel.
How exciting is this? Season 2. We're now in season 2. We had millions and millions of people listen to each episode of season 1. It might be a slight exaggeration, but there were a lot. And if you know of someone who, for some bizarre reason, missed out on this pleasure, get it. Share with them the info. They can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast and Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram. And, of course, we can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts. The easiest thing to do is just go to our website at chickfilapodcast.com.
And welcome back. What we are doing right now, is, besides working through our emotions, because, believe it or not, if you're just joining us, which I don't think you do that
wait,
in a podcast.
You don't have your seatbelt on.
Oh, wait. Let me put my seatbelt on, which is very much a thing to do when Allison is driving.
And don't blame him. He's just, his emotions are distracting.
I'm shaking right now because, how do you get in here?
There's a lot of cones in this Chick-fil-A.
The bagel is on its way out. The bagel, which we did not know was in, is on the way out. So we're very emotional because we
knew it was there. Well, it's not like I didn't know it existed. I just liked that it was there.
I don't think I knew it was there.
Really?
I don't look down that far in the menu. It's only in breakfast, obviously, because of the bagel.
Right.
And I love bagels. In fact, when I go to my favorite coffee shop, well, no, it's a bagel shop, actually. The Corner Bagel Shop, mm-hmm. I always get the bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. So I'm a bagel kind of guy.
Hmm.
But anyway, what we're doing right now is we're in line at Chick-fil-A, and I see people just crying in their cars right now, if I can see properly. Do you see the same thing I'm seeing? People
a long
with
line.
Kleenex.
There's a long line.
Well, okay, it's always a long line.
We're here at rush hour, morning rush hour.
Yeah, why are we doing this?
So we can actually try the bagel before it's gone.
Okay. Yeah, well, we probably shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't know what we're missing.
That's a valid point. You want to just get some chicken minis and call it a day?
Yeah. They're not taking those, are they?
No.
Why do they do these things? Because they just get tired? Is it maybe because people aren't ordering the bagel?
I don't think it's probably the least popular breakfast item. And they say it's because they want to make room for new items. So
that's true. I don't like the real long menus in some places where you have to like read a book to find out what you want.
It's too much.
It's too overwhelming for me.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like shopping at Aldi for a grocery store because it's smaller.
Never been there either. Do they have bagels?
Okay, we're going there after this. Yes, they only have like two kinds of bagels.
You get
plain or blueberry, okay? You don't need 50 different kinds to choose from.
I like the everything bagel because that way, when you smile all day long, you got something going on between your teeth. Some kind of seed is resting there, and you have that flavor for the rest of the day. as long as you don't care what you look like, which, you know, I don't anymore at my age. What am I, 70, 80, something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Are you, I mean, bagels can be a little hard to chew. Are you going to be okay with that?
You're going to cut it up for me, aren't you?
You want me to, like, soak it in some water? Yeah.
Some warm milk.
Gross. We have now got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars in front of us before we order.
Before we come to a human, a Chick-fil-A human.
Now, normally I order in my app. I didn't this time because we're recording, and that just wouldn't be quite as fun.
Are you going to talk to the...
I'm going to try.
That mic looks like a like one of those troll dolls.
It does.
You might want to explain to her before you put it in her face.
It's a little awkward.
It looks like a toy. Look what she got for Christmas.
Always go to the inside, Jim.
Yeah,
that's what I hear you say. Inside's always
faster. He looks like fun.
Hey!
I have a name for you.
Allison.
Allison?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miss Allison Woodslow.
We would like 2 of the bagels before they're gone.
I'm sorry, I said that again.
2 of the bagels before they're gone.
Chicken, egg, and cheese bagels.
Yes.
Just the bagels or the meal?
Do you want the meal?
I want the meal.
Okay, meal.
Meal, got it. And what to drink with that?
Oh.
I'll have a coffee.
Yeah, me too.
Regular.
Any cream or sugar?
Cream.
Same here.
I'll do 2 creams.
Man, we're alike.
Oh, we're twins.
Well, that we all?
Yeah. Can I ask you a quick question? Have you had a lot of people ordering the bagel since it's disappearing?
Yes.
You have?
A lot.
Really?
A lot more, yes.
So a lot of people want to get that final taste in before
it's
gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you crying right now because of it?
Well, I luckily never had it, but I know a lot of people are, so would we like anything else or
not? No, that'll do it.
So I was going to make sure, was it 2 chicken, egg, and cheese bagel meals?
Yep.
Okay, 2 coffees with 2 half an Aslos.
That's right.
All right. Any sausage or anything for you guys?
No,
we're good.
All right, it'd be $13.89, paying cash or card.
App.
App, gotcha.
Yes.
Am I paying you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, sorry. I usually order already on the app, okay. So this is all, like, kind of confusing.
She doesn't get out a lot.
Well, hopefully we're opening the dining room up soon. So.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You have a dining room?
Oh, wait.
Finally. After the whole year closed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we want to see your smile, for crying out loud.
I'm ready to take the mask off.
Yes.
It hurts your ear sometimes.
Okay.
All right, there you are. And you say app with that.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
I actually look better with a mask.
You just want to follow right behind. Let's see. It's going to be that second black SUV right there for me.
Oh, I have to wait up here all the way for him to go?
Yes, ma'am. So basically follow right behind him.
Okay, okay.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah, you took forever, Allison.
I did. So tell me when to go forward.
The second black SUV.
Okay.
And they're, like, nervous that you're going to cut in front of them.
I know. I don't want to cut in front of anybody. All right. Let me get a picture here of the bagel.
They have a picture also? Wow.
Well, you know. It's number 7, which I think it's the number 7 because it's the least popular.
Oh, but 7's the perfect number.
So number 6 is the sausage or bacon egg and cheese muffin, which may be the next thing to go if they decide to eliminate more things from the...
So 7 will be blank for a while.
Yeah.
And then they bring in the pizza.
So are they only going to have 6?
It's after this guy here, so don't panic.
All right. So I wanted to tell you some other big news from Chick-fil-A while we're waiting here for our food.
Okay. They're getting me a job?
It's not that big of news. We are losing a bagel, but get this. We are gaining a lemon kale Caesar salad.
That sounds like something that most people will not like. But that sounds good to me.
It sounds summery and fresh.
I like kale. Sure. People go, ooh, kale. I love kale myself.
It features warm grilled nuggets on a bed of romaine.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm having a hard time reading and driving and holding a microphone.
And I'm scared.
On a bed of romaine and kale, shaved Parmesan cheese, lemon wedges, and is served with a lemon Caesar vinaigrette dressing and lemon Parmesan panko topping. It's the first new salad entree on the menu nationwide since 2016.
What?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Hi, Allison. 2 chicken, egg, and cheese bagel meals with coffees? Yes. Are a lot of people sad about the bagel that you've heard? Or yeah.
That's not a weapon she's holding, by the way.
I was like, it's fuzzy.
Silly. All right. Thank you.
Well, have a great day.
You too. She did not say my pleasure. Just wanted to note that.
That's it. The bagel is out.
She was flustered by the microphone, I think.
Yeah, I'm a little flustered by that microphone.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, how are we going to do this?
Oh, there we go. Let me move this guy. Just set it there. Thank you.
You want to sing something for me?
I'm sorry?
You want to sing something for me?
Oh, we're just recording a podcast.
Oh, nice.
We host the My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, and we're doing an episode on the bagel leaving.
Oh,
so sad.
Thank you.
She wanted us to sing, Allison.
Go ahead, Jim.
What's the Chick-fil-A theme song?
Hit it.
Goodbye, Mr. Bagel. Didn't know you were here.
Yep. Goodbye, Mr. Bagel. I've got nothing to fear.
Look at that. We're writing songs about this.
I feel like it's too upbeat, though.
It is.
It needs to be a little sadder.
Yeah.
All right, Jim. Here we go.
Oh, which one is mine?
You can have this one.
Is this the better one?
Mm-hmm.
It is a bagel. They weren't lying.
I feel like we need to take a selfie with this. This does actually look delicious.
Yeah.
It's basically a number one with a bagel.
What have we been missing out on? Now I feel like we need to sign a petition to bring the bagel back.
This just took a turn. I feel kind of bad for all the people that are listening to this after the fact that are like, oh man, they never got to try it.
No, because they should have been listening.
So there's egg on this.
On our faces.
I will say mine is very off-centered.
Yeah. They're getting sloppy with their bagel.
All right, here we go.
I'm getting his egg so far. Did they give us napkins? Oh, yeah. There they are. You were just holding out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Yeah. People love to hear us chew.
It's a lot to chew.
So you're saying good riddance?
Here's what I'm saying. The best part of this sandwich is not the bagel. It's the chicken and the egg. So I think I'll survive without the bagel.
It's not the vehicle that it comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So the bagel doesn't matter whether it's a bagel or a biscuit.
I think you're right. I'm okay with the bagel going away.
Bagel's listening.
Sorry, bagel. You'll find glory somewhere else.
Well, you can still get bagels at stores, I understand.
They're not completely disappearing from the world.
Yeah.
Just from a big part of our world.
So you can stop crying.
Okay.
Your emotions are intact.
All right. Have you taken a bite yet?
I have, but I keep getting the cheese because the egg and cheese because it's sliding out.
Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry.
I think that's another problem. The bagel is a little unforgiving.
It needs a grip.
Yeah.
Like little spikes. It was an everything bagel. All those little seeds will hold it in place.
What are your thoughts? Are you sad or are you feeling okay about it?
It's a good sandwich, but since I never get it, I won't miss it.
And now you've got the lemon kale Caesar salad to look forward to. So life is good.
I can't wait.
There's good things ahead, Jim. Let's not look back. There's also good things ahead on season two of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. We've got a lot of great things in store, fun interviews in the pipeline. So please stay tuned and come back every 2 weeks for a new episode.
2 weeks. Sorry.
All right.
I'm a bagel.
We're going to enjoy our final goodbye of the bagel, but don't forget it's not goodbye for the podcast. We'll see you very soon. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, help us spread the word. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. Jim, are you spilling down
your shirt?
I just
dropped a little chicken.
We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's. madeproductions.com.